Anti-conversion laws are on the rise in South Asia. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom highlights the trend in a new report. According to John Podaiti of Bibles for the World, believers in some parts of Nepal are facing intense pressure.
Christians are being persecuted more than ever before.
Nepal's anti-conversion law went into effect in August after a lot of influence from India. However, God is at work behind the scenes.
We've just seen a tremendous explosion of growth, and we have seen Nepal go from unreached levels of 2-3% now go all the way up to, 3 million followers of Christ. That's 10% of the population.
And Audio Scripture Ministries works to get audio Bibles into the hands of people who don't have access to God's Word. This past year, ASM distributed audio Bibles in 170 languages to more than 56 countries, from Mexico to India to Mozambique. And God's Word is not returning void. When the partners go to distribute more audio Bibles, ASM's Joshua Harrison says they hear stories like this man's.
He said, "My audio Bible is like my pillow. The Word of God spoken from it has been my encouragement. I rode my bike 50 kilometers to come here because I heard that the men of the audio Bibles are back. Praise God."
You can help ASM get audio Bibles into the hands of more people next year. Just $35 covers the cost of one audio Bible. If you want to help, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.